This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Final hour. Fist pump time if you want. We don't have the usual music. I can't watch Jersey Shore anymore. It's so boring. There's no scandal. So, I don't know. I've been thinking about no fist pump for a while now. Maybe we can replace it with something else. No one watches it. It's becoming irrelevant. Like, Peyton can't even name the characters on the show.
The situation, you got Snooki. I watched the whole thing in college.
Dude.
Like, I didn't watch it like when it first came out, but me and my roommates watched all the seasons.
Because the original, when they were young, is all-time great. All-time great, scandalous, amazing television.
And now you have the McBees to replace it. That's your new obsession.
Are you watching it?
Yeah. We've been on the America's Team thing, so I haven't been able to watch it the last couple nights. But yeah, I think we're almost done with the first season.
Is Kristen watching America's Team?
She watched it last night. Because I told Kristen, so she remembers growing up in the 90s and like the Cowboys being, so she knew like all those famous people. But I told her, I was like, if you want to sit here and watch it, it's not totally about football. It is a lot about drama and the way people interact with each other. But
and what does she think so far?
She likes it. She likes McBee more. That's what she's obsessed with.
Bravo.
It's just, I hate the dad. I just want to open hand slap that dad.
I know, but he's a cheating, drinking, partying. That's what's amazing about
it's
it.
So funny when he's like,
he's carried down to all his children don't get married and go cheat and run around.
The first,
it's so scandalous.
The first time the whatever McBee her name
Dynasty,
is Ivanka. What's her name? The chick.
The Russian?
Yeah, what's her name?
I don't know it.
I can't remember what her name is.
Yeah.
The first time she's like,
hey, the one he cheated on his wife with.
Yeah, he's like, I feel like you're kind of like just put me in a weird lurch and they're like, I don't really like that. And then he's like, instead of just be like, yeah, that was crappy of me, then he goes like, that was your one. That's the one time anybody threatens me. And he like flips it around. Very emotionally abusive individual.
Oh, yeah. I think it's amazing television.
It is. It's very fascinating to watch. But that dude's a jerk. Let's talk about somebody who's not a jerk. Let's talk about somebody who's great, who's going to be great. And that's one Arch Manning. So ESPN had a rundown of...
And by the way, Arch came out and said, Grandpa... When he told everyone, I am staying in college for 2 more years, I don't know where he got that. So that's Arch trying to keep the window open for NFL team tank projects, saying, this is not an absolute given. I have not decided that I'm going to play this year at Texas then leave.
So ESPN has a rundown up right now. They had a bunch of their different experts, Jordan Reed, Matt Miller, various reporters, basically go out there and, hey, get us the scoop on Arch. Go talk to your scouting contacts. Ask the scouts what they think of Arch. Go talk to your college football coach contacts. Go ask them what they think of Arch as an opposing coach. Go talk to the people at the University of Texas. And they tried to get a fully orbed outlook of how Arch is viewed across the spectrum of everybody who's involved with, you know, college football or the NFL or whatever else. And here's just kind of a summary of some of the stuff that they got out of there. From the scouting perspective, from the NFL evaluator perspective, we'll start with that. They look at Peyton as, or Peyton, they look at Arch as a guy who's just, talent is there, clearly raw. And somebody who still has not checked off all the boxes that he needs to. They believe that it's unlikely he is going to declare for 2026, even though Arch said, I don't know where Grandpa's getting that. It says that typically, people cite most frequently, he has size, arm talent, flexible throwing motion. The mobility is really good. That's something that's better than his uncle's. The biggest weakness for him right now, raw processing skills. And that the game is too fast for him at time against elite defenses like Georgia. That he needs to grow in progressions and pocket patience. I'll say that's the thing that scares me the most watching him play is the pocket presence. Because that sack Milton had the other day where he just didn't see the guy coming. Arch will get those on the blind side a lot. And when it comes through, it looks like he's just destroyed because he has no sense somebody's behind him.
Is there even a point to evaluating what he did last year? Like, if you're going to scout him, right? Broadus, Tex, if you're listening, you're going to, or Wolchuk, you're going to scout him. Let's just say he plays this year and comes out. Would you even turn on last year's tape? What's the point?
Yeah, I mean, I think like to watch, I think for comparison to see how he grew from year to year is one thing, because that helps. A lot of times teams will look at how are you progressing and can we project out more of it. So I think that there's that. But too, I mean, he did, like, he started, you know, a game last year, and I mean, he played in enough of them that I think you can look at certain aspects of him and go, yeah, there's something I can get from that. It's obviously not going to be the top line item if he comes out. You're going to look at what he did this year, but it helps to see how he builds and how he grows on top of those things. From the Texas perspective, basically Steve Sarkisian, they're not going to overhaul the offense from last year with Ewers, but it is going to be tailored a little bit more to what he does. There's going to be some added quarterback run packages in red zone and third down. They like the athleticism aspect. They think he's more versatile than Quinn. Not that he's better than Quinn necessarily, but they think he's more versatile and they can do some different things with him. From the other's perspective, though, from opposing coaches, a lot of what Adam Rittenberg had gotten from talking to various people was that they view him as a very level-headed, very poised player. That's one of the things that stands out to them is they got a lot of respect for how he doesn't seem to be rattled very easily. A lot of talent. But they also, a lot of the coaches recognize there's so much hype around this dude at this point, it's going to be impossible for him to reach it. Like even if he's as good as he can max out, that's not going to be as good as people talk about him. But Mississippi State's Jeff Lebby talked about his composure, his command was really impressive when they played him. A lot of coaches talk about the dual threat ability. The biggest concern, obviously, is when he's seen some of the pressure, some more mistakes increase. Some people wonder if he's a little too lean and that he's going to expose himself to injury, which he does look pretty lean overall. Yeah. Like, I mean, he's a thinner built guy. But the thing that's most concerning to me as I read this as a Texas fan and as somebody who's just a fan of fantastic players and watching them reach their potential and seeing greatness, is the fact that it's the mental processing stuff. Because then if that's the issue, if they're saying, man, he's not there yet, game happens really fast around him, then that's the question we're asking with Joe Milton here. Can that be fixed? Can you get better at that? Yeah. Especially coming from a family.
The 95 passing attempts.
I know. But coming from a family that the processing has always been elite. And so it does make me wonder, okay, is he just, it's still coming along, or does he not have that trait that his family does?
Yeah.
Like, he's got the athletic ability that some of them don't have. Does he not have the IQ? As much as we make fun of Eli, and with good reason, Eli was a pretty decent processor. Like, and Peyton was elite at it. And Peyton had a very high IQ. And they talk about one of the things they say mechanically. They talk about that Arch is really, really clean, and he's clearly a disciplined player who understands the game. It's just how quickly does he see everything?
Yeah, one of the things that, you know, surprised me a little bit in reading a profile on him, it's not like he's been living in a film room with Peyton and Eli. It's really been Cooper, his pops, who's taught him the game. So if you're sitting there as a Texas fan or a college football fan saying, how could he not have processing at the top of his traits list? I didn't look like or sound like he talked to Peyton very often. Yeah. You know, it's just a check-in. here and there. He might go to the Manning Passing Academy, but he's not sitting there studying film. It doesn't sound like.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With Peyton and Eli.
Sometimes I wonder, though, it feels like Arch doesn't want to run from his family or anything else, but I do wonder if he almost is just... We hear the story, Nicolas Cage. We've talked about this, I think. Cage is not his last name. His last name is Coppola. He's Nicolas Coppola. He is the grandson or nephew, one of them, I can't remember, of Francis Ford Coppola, the director of The Godfather.
Oh.
Nicolas Cage did not want to be associated, did not want handouts or anything else, so he went by Cage. He didn't want people to know he was Coppola. So I do kind of wonder at times if Arch tries to downplay some of the aspects of being connected to them, even if privately he maybe does consult them more than he would talk about, because I think he does just want to be viewed as, hey, I'm one of the guys. I want to be treated like a normal freshman. Make me carry pads. Make me do all this.
Wolchuk said the tape versus Georgia last year compared to this year would be interesting to judge his growth.
Yeah, obviously seeing how quickly he can process some of the things. Although, I don't know. I mean, they're now trying to, again, wussify everything in college football, and one of the new rules is no late shifts, no aggressive jumps and line stunts, because we don't want you to cause somebody to jump off sides, no faking like you're gonna blitz and then stepping up to the line too aggressively. That all is now, that you might as well call that the Kirby Smart rule, because Kirby Smart loves doing all that. And so now that's a new rule you can do. You can't Peyton, how are we gonna deal with this as a Texas Tech Red Raider fan yourself? Well, how are you gonna deal with the fact that you're not allowed to simulate weapons anymore? Okay, that's the case. How are you guys even supposed to celebrate at Texas Tech? How are you supposed to throw up? Your guns up? How are you supposed to do that?
Yeah, they're not going to be able to catch everyone. The guns will always be up.
Well, I don't know. They said no showing gun. I think that would break a rule. I would try to enforce that.
Where do things stand with horns down, so you guys will get your feelings?
15-yard penalty,
get
Sean.
Get your
little
feelings
suspended.
Hurt. Where do things stand with that, so you guys don't have to cry?
I've never defended that. That's soft. I think it was soft that the BYU players had to, or the fans had to, like, turn their shirts inside out or whatever for basketball. That's soft. Like, if you want to, if you take away horns down, you're sort of taking away the power of horns up to me. Like if you're telling people, like, you can't do that, that's part of what makes it powerful, is the fact that people want to do that. Yeah, our hand sign is so... Nobody's turning down Gig'em because this is stupid. A little thumbs up. And then say, this is ours, Gig'em. Like, it's... Nobody's going, like, oh, yeah, we scored a touchdown, and we go down. Because it's dopey.
College football kegger here on Sean and Bobby, 105.3 The Fan.
All right, Field Yates, who does not like me very much, apparently. Field Yates had... I'm in his burn book, I think. Had a mock draft out yesterday, his all too early mock draft for college football. And he's got all these different names in here that could go number one. A Carson Beck could go number one, potentially. Maybe it's a Garrett Nussmeier.
These guys on TV just did, like, their college football preview. I think Joey Galloway or someone said that the best player in the country is this DB on Ohio State. So we're talking about the receiver. We talked about the
Jeremiah Smith.
Quarterback that was just named. and now some DB.
Look, they're studs at Ohio State. There's no doubt about it. That's why it's going to be so sweet to beat them.
Yeah.
Like, and to show. Meanwhile,
as we're
like,
watching the Tennessee game because of RJ at the pool party.
Yeah, Choppy's going to have you guys watching Tennessee and Syracuse, which will be, I will say this, it'll be worth it to watch it if Syracuse beats them.
Yeah.
Him melting down, because he hides. He won't watch Tennessee in front of us.
Yep.
We went out to Twin Peaks that one time and watched college basketball. He's like, all right, I got to leave. Tennessee's going to start playing in 30 minutes. I can't watch that in front of you guys.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, great. So we might put it on. That'd be great if they start losing. Field Yates, though, in his mock draft, number one pick to the Cleveland Browns, and they select Arch Manning, quarterback, Texas. He says, yeah, Archie Manning said he's not going back, but Arch is eligible to declare. If he performs up to his potential, he might have to consider. He might just have to go ahead and make the leap, even if he doesn't want to. You go ahead, you look down the list. They've got some other people in here. Lenore Sellers, the quarterback from South Carolina, goes two. Cade Klubnik, the quarterback from Clemson, goes three. So you got all these different quarterbacks in there. Caleb Downs, who you're just referencing, the safety from Ohio State, goes number five. And you get down to the Dallas Cowboys at number 13. Field Yates has them taking Caleb Banks, defensive tackle, Florida. Now, I don't know Caleb Banks yet. I mean, I've seen him play. I know he was on Florida's defense last year. I've not studied Caleb Banks to this point. I don't know anything about him as a prospect. I'm going to guess the fan text here, and people listening at home, hear defensive tackle from Florida as the number 13 pick, and they go, no!
Well, he didn't play in Michigan, Bobby.
It's not Michigan, but it's a defensive tackle. And it's, nope, Tristan Hill, Mozzie Smith. You're not taking early defensive tackles anymore. We're not playing this. Even a little bit, you want to argue. Now, Oso Digizu in the third round had performed well. But some people probably also say, like, Neville Gallimore was never as good as he should have been. And so defensive tackle, let's try to stay away from that one. But he said, Caleb Banks, he said, the Cowboys enter the 2025 season looking to right some of the wrongs from their forgettable 2024. One big area of concern is the interior defensive line. Their porous run D cannot continue if they want to keep contending in the NFC. Banks could help fix it. He has outstanding size at 6'6" and 330 pounds, but he also displays the quickness and power to be a disruptive interior rusher. He began his career at Louisville, but his best college season came in 2024 when he had 4.5 sacks for the Gators. I can't imagine heading into next year and be like, you know what I want to pick high if I've got a high pick? I want to get a defensive tackle.
I don't want to fall into this trap, though, of staying away from a position or a school because they've repeatedly failed. I think that's a silly reaction.
Yeah, I would still draft somebody from Michigan. Jordan Lewis was good for you. Like, that was fine. But, yeah, first-round defensive lineman from Michigan – maybe not Kevin Brooks, 85, busted. You got Taco Charlton, 2017. That's multi-generational busts on the defensive line for Michigan. That's a little tough.
All right, let's talk about last night's Cowboys practice. The cornerback who stood out. Did a wide receiver spot just open up? And what is going on with these corners who one was missing and one may be coming back? Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com. joins us next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.